So just at home, I think the telephone rang again. I said, hello. He said, Miss, perk up. Your kid's safe. They just made a fight. Mr. Carl, I'll never forget his name either. Mr. Carl just grabbed him by the hand and just shoved him, you know, rushed him, you know, to the airplane. And they said, just as they got in the airplane, the door slammed and they took on off. The flight was supposed to get an
8:55. Yeah,
that
was nice.
That's the name!
Yeah.
The flight is, then it came up to 9:40. The flight is up to 10 after, and I'm like this. I said, now, I carried my niece with me. I said, they're going to have to help me. So in case I decide to have a temper tantrum right there, y'all just let me. If I decide to have a nervous breakdown, y'all just let me. Whatever I decide to do, once I see my kids, one piece, with all of their faculties and everything, whatever I decide to do, they just let me do it. Okay? And don't say anything. Don't complain. Don't say I'm going berserk or anything. So they say, okay, Aunt Sylvia. I pace the floor like a pregnant father. As soon as I saw them, like, you know, 10 tons of bricks was lifted. I'm saying it to say this, okay, just as I was writing that letter, I relieved all of my frustrations, you know, I was just so mad with Eastern Airlines. But yet still, what Mike Gilson did, you know, to me, it was something. Even though he was doing his job, but to me it was something special, okay? Like he gave my particular case special attention. I don't even know him, I don't even know what the hell he looks like. I said, hey Mike, I love you. I said, if I ever see you. I said, well, black woman, white, whatever, you know. I said, well, all of a sudden I come up to you and hug you and kiss you and say, hey, I'm Mrs. Chapman, don't fall out here. This is a frantic mother that you helped, and I really appreciate it. He just died laughing. He said, no, I can understand. That's, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't write that letter, but I took my frustrations out because what he did surpassed everything that happened previously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really, right now, I take Eastern in time. I was even saying, which I am, I'm going to write a letter to their home office in reference to Mike Joseph, you know, just letting them know how, you know, how helpful he was, and it seemed as if he gave my case, you know, special attention,
mm-hmm.
you know. Which I know just part of his job or whatever, but to me, it just seemed as if, you know, he just gave me that special attention. And that means a lot, especially when it comes down to your youngins, you know, your children. So. Man, I think it took me about 2 days to recuperate from that.
This is what
I... And then as soon as I got home, Mama took me to McDonald's and Burger King. So really, by the time we got to bed, it was about 12:30. And I'm waking up like this, trying to hold these, my eyelids up. I said, well, you know what you want to do. But I got him back safe and sound. And I'm glad of that, man, because I'm telling you, I went to pure, not pure, but pure agony. I mean, agony. And then what really made me feel good, I asked my oldest daughter, I said, well, did you hear them paging your baby? She said, no, Mommy. I said, but how did you handle it? She said, I just walked up to the ticket office and I remember what you said, you know, not to be afraid when you're not around. And, you know, use my judgment, my decision. I went up and asked them if they had 2 prepaid tickets for and they said yes, and they gave it to us. Then all of a sudden, here comes this man, you know, rushing us.
Jumping over the
cabin. Jumping over the I said, well, baby doll, I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. So you let me know right then and there, you know, whenever I'm not around, that you can really deal with the situation if you're confronted, you know,
mm-hmm.
within your particular level. So that was, you know.
Is that the one of the stars
mm-hmm.
that did your room in here?
Yeah, the oldest one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did, I've had several girlfriends that come out and say, won't your daughter come over and do it, you know. We did my sister-in-law, not a sister-in-law, my god. Daughters, we did her room with a combination of yellow